Prosecutors want to send a message today. When actor Wesley Snipes is sentenced in a Florida federal court for failing to file tax returns, they're requesting the maximum penalties. 3 years in prison and a fine of at least $5 million. Prosecutors told the judge that the case presents an opportunity to deter tax crimes nationwide. Our American Morning legal analyst, Sunny Hostin, joins me now. So they're claiming that he owes them $15 million in back taxes, has defrauded the government out of $41 million, but he's got this unique defense called an 891 defense. What is that all about?
It's really interesting, John. It's this sort of obscure section of the tax code that a lot of people in this tax avoidance movement try to use. And what they argue is that foreign sources of income for U.S. citizens are taxable, thus trying to make the argument that any money that you make in the United States is not taxable. They also make this argument that the IRS is not really a proper government agency, and so the IRS can't collect taxes anyway. It really is a frivolous argument. It is a movement. It's all over the internet. Many, many people are part of that movement. But again, it's a frivolous interpretation of the law. It just doesn't work. It has no legs whatsoever.
Now, as I said at the top of this, with the sentencing, they seem to be trying to send a message. You've read through the court documents and the arguments that the government is making. How were you struck by this whole thing?
I've written these. I have it here. It's about 37 pages. The tone was very, very impressive to me. Very, very shocking. It's clear that the government wants to send a message. When you look at it, it says this case cries out for the statutory maximum term of imprisonment, as well as a substantial fine because of the seriousness of defendant Snipes' crimes and because of the singular opportunity this case presents to deter tax crime nationwide. And a lot of people, John, think that he got off. He did not get off. He was convicted of three counts, and those three counts expose him to 3 years in prison. And that's what the government is asking for.
So what do you think the judge will do today?
I think he is going to get jail time. I think it's a wonderful opportunity to sort of send this message out. And he's going to be sentenced today at 9:30. Everyone's going to be watching. I'm going to be watching. And I think that he's going to be facing some time.